All right. Let's talk about...
Wait, you have to say...
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, guys. It's Amy Talk. Let's talk about some random things. And not so random, but...
Random.
Random-ish. Okay, so the first thing I really want to talk about is your new DPR shoes. So DPR is who?
So DPR stands for Dream Perfect Regime. And they're basically like a collective group of artists who like make music, like just do all kinds of crazy things. Like they have fashion designers, they have producers, they have directors, they have all kinds of different artists.
And you came across them and you really liked them because why? Tell them about the video that you saw.
Wait, the... Oh, okay.
With the kids, remember?
Oh, yes.
And you were like, oh.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so basically two members of DPR, DPR Live and DPR Ian, they did like this interview, like show slash kind of thing. And it's basically where they showed kids like their music video and like the kids reacted to it. You know what I mean? And like I watched it and I was just like, I cried when I watched it because I was just like so moved because I could tell that these people were making art and these people were doing what they loved and they did it without care, without doing it the traditional way, you know what I mean?
And
like,
I
they wanted to create their own.
I appreciated it because they're sharing it with children.
Yeah, that's exactly
with these like totally innocent souls and spirits who could. And kids are super honest.
Brutal, yeah.
They're brutal. So they could like tell them their honest opinion, but they really valued it. They weren't like
hey, your kids.
Yeah,
like,
they were like, what do you think? Like, tell us because like your spirit is so pure. I want to know what you think of my art. Mm-hmm. And I mean, stuff like that blows me away because I love kids too. Mm-hmm. You know, and so to see other people appreciate kids like that is really special, especially when they're asking you, this is my art, this is me, tell me
what you think about me, basically.
And the kids were super cute. They all had really different personalities. It was really cute to see DPR or the two members of DPR interacting with the kids.
One of my favorite parts though was like there was this one girl who was like asking them all these questions and like you when you watched her like watch it, like she like was super like focused and stuff and she noticed details that I didn't even notice, you know what I mean? And like I don't know, it just made me think like I don't know, it just was super cool. I don't know.
So anyways you guys have to watch. So if they wanted to find it on YouTube, what should they search for?
So what you can search up is kids watch DPR's music video with DPR.
Oh, okay.
Or you could watch DPR with kids, or you could look up DPR with kids.
So we should watch that after we're done with this.
Yeah.
Because that was really cute. Okay, so that's who DPR is and how you found them. And then who did they collab with to make these shoes?
Oh my gosh. They collabed with Adidas.
Which was our dog's
which
name.
Which was our dog's
name. One of our dog's names was Adidas. And we have a ton of Adidas stuff too. So that was really cool to see DPR collab with this huge brand. And they made these awesome shoes.
So they basically had blue and red ones. I don't know, there was something like, okay, usually I would get like blue, okay, but there was something that was like calling my name with the red. I was like, I have to. So I wanted to get the red ones. I just want to say something that I really appreciated about like this collab was when they made the commercials, and this is what DPR does all the time, which is another reason why I appreciate them so much. They put everything into it, you know what I mean? Like with the commercial for the shoes, like they did like these outfits and like these cool like angles of like the camera.
I mean,
and stuff,
the shoes
and it was so
were like
crazy.
Mini music videos.
Yeah.
Like all out.
I was, it's just so awesome. You know what I mean? Like They really do appreciate their own work, and they want to show themselves at their fullest potential.
They didn't just like slap their name on this and be like, oh, just put me on whatever.
Yeah.
They were like, no, let's make something out of this. This is an opportunity to also express our artistry in this commercial, not just appear in it.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And so anyways, I just wanted to say that.
You know what I would have wanted though? I would have wanted one of each.
Well, yeah, but they're like $200.
But I'm just saying, like, ideally, I think dear shoe companies, but I would love to start purchasing
like mixed shoes. Yeah, so would I. That's what I told, because I believe it was DPR Live. He had posted a picture of him with the shoes on, and he had one blue and one red. And I told my dad, I was like, oh my god, if they let me do that, I was like, I'm doing that. But it didn't happen. So, But let's talk about the release date.
Let's talk about it.
So, I can't exactly remember which day it was released because it was kind of a while back. Probably like a month or two ago.
It was like
in
April, end of April, I think. Yeah.
And basically, I was like, okay, like my DPR shoots, like they're coming out tonight. We gotta make sure like I get some. Cause I was set on this, okay?
You had the money ready to go.
I had the money, I had everything. I was like, I could see myself wearing these shoes. I was like, I'm ready. And so I get off of dance, and I'm supposed to, like, come back home and, like, get them right away. And I totally forgot. And it was an hour, if not, like, 45 minutes after they'd been released. And I remembered, and I was like, oh, my God. So I got on the website right away. They were all sold out. In my size.
Mm-hmm. And I was pretty much all sold out in every
pretty
size.
Pretty much. And I was just like, I was defeated. Like that night, I was just so sad. And for like the next 2 weeks, I was just not the same. I was like, I cannot believe this. Like I was supposed to get those shoes, and oh my gosh, I was just so sad. But then, like,
But then we kept waiting. We were like, Maybe they'll restock them. Maybe they'll restock them. Let's see if there's going to be more.
And then you told me, like, comment on their posts, like reply to their stories.
Yeah,
are you guys going to restock?
Are you going to restock?
Yeah.
So you did that, like, a couple times, maybe. And you told me you did. I don't know.
I did.
Okay.
And then you commented on one of their posts saying, did you guys...
I think it was DPR Rems.
Yeah.
He had made a post about the shoes, and I said, well... any plans to restock? Like, we've been trying to get these since day one, and they sold out so fast. And, oh my gosh, with all the luck in the universe, somebody saw that, who's a DPR, like, super fan, and messaged us on Instagram, and was like, hey, DPRM said that they're not going to restock for the U.S., but try this, maybe it'll work. And so she sent me a link to this thing called Korean Buddy. And if you guys haven't seen the TikTok, watch the TikTok because we totally explain it in that too. But Korean Buddy is this website that will purchase things that are available in Korea that maybe aren't available outside of Korea. And then they'll ship it to you wherever you are.
Because the problem here was like, so they had, DPR had like a US website. / international website, and then they had a Korean one, and like the reason why they had the two was because the one in Korea would not ship internationally, they would only ship in Korea. So like with the international one being sold out, you know what I mean, I was like, there's no way for me to get it unless I live in Korea or unless I have a friend that lives in Korea who can send it to me. So Korean Buddy, my friend from Korea, they totally saved my butt, and like all I had to do was really like put in like what I wanted, put in like the link where to get it, like
the size, the color. They charged us a fee to do it, but it was like,
super reasonable.
It was like so cheap.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I shouldn't say this, but I think people would pay more.
Yeah.
But they charged us. Now, the shipping was super expensive.
Yeah.
Because then we had to pay for So we had to pay for the shoes.
And then, was like $130, $150.
And then the shipping that normally happens with the shoes for them to ship it within Korea. Then we had to pay the Korean buddy fee, which was really small. But then we had to pay the shipping for Korean buddy to send it to the U.S.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, that was like $40, $50.
So in total, it was like about $200 to $220.
Yeah.
But to me, I think it's worth it. I don't know. Like, but I'm also someone who, like, doesn't really spend a lot.
So. No, you don't spend a lot of money. You really wanted these. And I always say, like, if you love it, then
buy
it's worth it. Don't spend your money on stuff that you're like, I don't know. If you love it, then it's worth it. The process was fast.
Yeah, it was really fast.
I was shocked. I was expecting it to take, like, a month or something. Mm-hmm. But they were on it. So, guys, Korean Buddy is awesome. It's totally legit. It worked out for us.
Yep.
It's not that expensive. So if there's something that you want, even like BTS merch, I'm sure you could use this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like if there's something that you want that's only available, you know, on a Korean website or only available to ship in Korea, try Korean Buddy.
Yep.
It was such a lifesaver for us. And so now, like, you have these cool DPR shoes.
Oh my gosh, yeah. They're so cool. I love them. I love them so much. And like, oh my gosh.
You've been dancing in them?
Yeah. If you're a dancer and you're looking for like hip hop shoes, and like even if you aren't a DPR fan, like they're great dance shoes. Like I love dancing in them for hip hop. They're great.
Yeah. And I think it's also cool that they even sold out. Like,
yeah,
way to go.
Awesome.
Way to go, DPR. Like, that's really cool.
That's a big accomplishment.
I wonder what they thought about that.
Yeah.
I wonder if they were like, what? We sold out? Are you kidding me? Or if they were like, well, we knew it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where they were on this. I would love to talk to them and find out. But anyways, check out our TikTok. It shows the shoes. It explains the process. And check out Korean Buddy.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Great.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say about that?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.